The diversity of sects within Islam is a complex phenomenon that has evolved over centuries. Despite the presence of various interpretations and practices, the Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, provide clear guidance on the unity and fundamental principles of Islam. This article explores the reasons behind the formation of different sects, how to identify the correct path, and the importance of adhering to the core teachings of Islam. The emergence of different sects' historical context, early differences. After the death of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the Muslim community faced disagreements over leadership and certain interpretations of Islamic teachings. These differences led to the formation of various sects. Political and social factors, political power struggles, cultural influences, and social dynamics further contributed to the development of distinct sects within Islam. Ignorance and lack of knowledge, deviation from core teachings. A significant reason for the emergence of sects is the deviation from the core teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. Ignorance and lack of comprehensive knowledge about Islam have led some groups to develop differing views and practices. Influence of personal opinions, personal interpretations, and the influence of local customs have sometimes overshadowed the original teachings of Islam, resulting in sectarian divides. Quranic guidance on unity. Quranic emphasis on unity, chapter 18, verse 110, say, I am only a man like you to whom has been revealed that your God is one God. So whoever would hope for the meeting with his Lord, let him do righteous work and not associate in the worship of his Lord anyone. This verse emphasizes the oneness of God and the importance of righteous actions. Chapter 3, verse 102, O you who have believed, fear Allah as he should be feared and do not die except as Muslims. This verse calls for Muslims to maintain their faith and unity, avoiding division. Hadith on unity, Prophet's warning, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, warned against division. My ummah will split into 73 sects. All of them will be in the fire except one. When asked which group that would be, he replied, the one that follows what I and my companions are upon, Dhamma. Identifying the correct path, adherence to the Quran and Sunnah, following authentic teachings. The correct path in Islam is identified by adhering strictly to the Quran and the Sunnah. Muslims are encouraged to seek knowledge and practice their faith based on these authentic sources. Avoiding labels, the Quran and Hadith emphasize that Muslims should identify themselves simply as Muslims, without adding any sectarian labels. The focus should be on unity and following the true teachings of Islam. Key principles, Tawheed, oneness of Allah. The foundation of Islamic belief is the oneness of Allah. Any practice or belief that contradicts this principle is considered a deviation. Prophetic teachings, the actions and sayings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, provide a clear model for living a righteous life. Following his teachings is essential for staying on the correct path. Importance of unity in Islam. Benefits of unity, strength and cohesion. Unity among Muslims leads to a stronger, more cohesive community that can effectively address challenges and promote the true message of Islam. Avoiding conflict, division and sectarianism often lead to conflict and weaken the Muslim ummah. Unity helps in fostering peace and mutual understanding. Responsibility of Muslims, learning and teaching. Muslims have a responsibility to seek knowledge and educate others about the true teachings of Islam. This includes avoiding practices that lead to division and working towards unity. Promoting good and forbidding evil, following the principle of enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong helps maintain the integrity of the Islamic faith and community.